Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are here, second hour of the National Intel Report. Two legs to a three-legged chair. Vince Vannelli couldn't join us today. Steve Elkins is with me from God's Waiting Room down there in Florida. And I'm up here in Round Rock, Texas. It is Thursday, folks, the 30th of May, 2019. And somebody got some sense down in Florida out of the newspaper American Free Press in an expansion of a program that was launched in the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting, the high school shooting. Both houses of the Florida State Legislature have passed a law allowing full-time teachers to carry a firearm in Florida schools. This is what we've been proponents of this for a very long time. The only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. A teacher will be allowed to carry a firearm on school grounds after they have successfully completed a 144-hour course on firearm operation and safety. 144 hours, Steve. The Guardian program originated with the attempt by the legislature to ensure that all schools will have at least one armed staff member or law enforcement officer on campus during those hours of operation. Unless you live in Florida and they run for the parking lot and they wait for 300-man backup while students are dying. To pacify anti-gun activists, the legislature also installed a minimum 3-day waiting period to purchase a firearm, as well as raising the legal age to purchase a rifle or a shotgun from 18 to 21. Now, I'm a little bit confused about this one in our corporatized commercial world. At 18, you're able to sign contracts, you're able to go into the military and get your butt shot off, you're allowed to do many things, but you can't drink alcohol, and you can't buy a firearm. I'm a little confused on that subject. But at any rate, as expected, there are major disagreements about the practicalities of the new law. Supporters argue that on-site protection is needed, as law enforcement cannot properly respond to school shootings in time to stop the shooters and limit the number of victims. This is common sense. But detractors of the new law claim that accidental firings and stress-related incidents will be unintended consequences, resulting in more injured students and employees than the firearms will save. Wow. State Rep. Chevron Jones, Democrat out of Broward County, at times screamed into the microphone during a heated debate on the Florida House floor. He imagined a real situation in a classroom where a teacher feels overwhelmed by an increasingly rowdy, crowded classroom. What happens when that teacher feels threatened? Jones, unless that student is going off on you and pulls out a firearm? I don't think anybody is going to pull out a gun and shoot an unruly student. So we'll throw that one out as a politically correct argument. So what happens when the teacher feels threatened? He also emphasized the ways in which he believes teachers of one race view students of another race. Oh, so no matter what your skin color, if you're a rowdy student He's inferring here with there's no question that if the student is black, or the teacher is white and the student's black, or the teacher's black and the student white, that somehow this might be a race issue, and they'll pull out a firearm to kill because it was racially motivated. You know, this is the kind of crap in this country. This is the kind of crap that we've been warning people about for many, many years. Many years. And they've got their trap, their ultimate sand trap now. Quicksand. Argue against racism and you're a racist because you're defending a racist. I mean...
Let me ask a question on this story here. The teachers would be teaching a class with a sidearm on their side?
Well, no, it doesn't specify that.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it in a drawer locked? I mean, the first time I see a teacher that has a firearm on their side is disarmed and the weapon is used against other people. I'm just looking at that situation, that possibility. Or is it on a side or is it in a drawer? I can get to if I need to. I mean,
If I'm going to go through a 144-hour course on firearms where I'm going to have that firearm and I have the permission of the state to be a teacher around minors, students, you know, I think there's probably some pretty strident rules that are laid down, but if I'd gone through all of that, if I feel that it's necessary, I mean, I wouldn't have any... It might be a little weird to be sitting in your math class teacher's classroom and him packing a Glock 9 or something on his hip, but hey, I wouldn't have a problem with it. If I knew that teacher was there to protect me and keep me safe from somebody that's deranged... I don't think I'd have a problem with that at all. Here's the problem with the anti-gunners and the political correctness out there. They're pushing this, and they're putting people in positions that their life might be lost. The state didn't grant me my life. The federal government didn't grant me my life. My mama started this whole thing, and it was ordained by God. So the rest of you can go to Hades and eat grass, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care.
Well, you know, Mike Rivero mentioned today, and I didn't know it was this high, he mentioned $7 trillion the United States has paid out for Iraq and Afghanistan, maybe a couple other little countries we've invaded, caused problems there.
Right.
This isn't rocket science. Is it so expensive to put a metal detector in the front of the school where all the kids pass through, they all have to come through this entry? Is that so hard to do?
Well, here's the problem with this whole thing, Steve. Here's the problem. Now we're taking the Band-Aid approach. Look. Okay, let me put you on mute. The problem I have with this is that this, if a student or an outside person wants to get a gun into a school, they're going to get it into the school. Okay? This is not a penitentiary or a state prison. This is not a building in Washington, D.C. where they conduct their commercial business and call them representatives of we the people. This isn't a scenario like that. We've got tens of thousands of schools across this country. And to put metal detectors in, it might be a deterrent. It might stop somebody, but it's not going to stop that creative person. What about you bring a non-metallic gun into the classroom, one that doesn't register on one of these machines? Which they're out there, and you can even make them by what? That's the 3D printing.
3D printer.
So, you know, that's kind of out the window. But when the message is out there that schools now have teachers that are willing and able to step up to take the challenge and even maybe take a bullet for their students, I think it might start to change the attitude of people that would want to do senseless harm to innocent people. I mean, to me, it's an unnecessary stopgap. The message needs to go out there loud and clear. Do not come into our schools and do not harm any of our students, because we're going to put you down, and we'll put you down hard. And I think that surpasses and bypasses the metal detectors or anything else.
Okay, answer.
Okay.
Good answer.
All right.
Good answer.
Yeah. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Good. Good.
Good. Okay. Can we go back to a conversation you were having earlier about ingredients and products?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I work out at a gym with my sister, And, you know, after you use equipment, because you don't want anybody sweating before you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's, so they provide a spray that you clean the equipment with, and here's the name of it. Let me, bear with me, it's a long word. Dimethylamonium chloride. Anyway, if you can't pronounce it, don't consume it. I looked it up. It says it's hazardous to humans and domestic animals. And here you are, you're trying to be healthy, eating the right stuff, and you go into a gym and they use this crap. I mean, really? So we told the guy to talk to his boss about it. Maybe alcohol would work, you know.
That's what I was going to say, alcohol.
Yeah,
91%.
Right? Is that what you guys use in the medical industry?
That's what I would use for your gyms. 91% alcohol would kill about everything. You'd be fine. That's a bacterial side you're talking about here, and I don't know why they've gone to that extreme. The alcohol at a high percentage, like 91%, would do just a fabulous job of wiping off the sweat and killing bacteria. I don't know why they would do that. But there you go.
Well, and
my sister and I are going to get our own bottle. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and you know, there's spray bottles out there, and if you want to pack alcohol into a spray bottle, sure. I don't see there's anything wrong with that.
Because I'll tell you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it might smell a little funny, but it evaporates quickly. And I don't see, you know, and I'm sure that the workout place that you're working out at, there was some salesman or the company said, hey, you know, if anybody's concerned, you know, they may not know what the product is and its effect on human beings and or animals. So you're actually, Rhonda, doing them a favor.
I know. And the personal trainer that we told, he spilled it and he goes, oh, no. And we're like, what? He goes, it probably causes cancer, too.
Wow.
So, you know, he knows. And it burns your hands when you touch it. It's a skin irritant. Forget it. If you get it in your eyes, you're blind, you know. But I'll tell you what, you feel like a jerk walking away after using the equipment and not wiping it down. You just feel really ignorant. You know what I mean? Like, you know what the expectations are, but you're afraid of the chemical that they're using. So,
anyway,
if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it and don't use it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Thank you, Rhonda.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
I appreciate your call. By the way, Pat that called in earlier, Steve? Is he there? Guess not. What happens with his connection? He's the only one that...
It's the second time I got kicked out. I don't know. Is Rhonda still there?
No, she's off.
I was going to tell her, avoid the whirlpool. Those things are bacteria traps. They're terrible. I used to work in a health club when I was in high school, and the things are nasty. People sweating, all that stuff, sweat out their pores. Those things are bacteria traps. Really bad.
And I had one hell of a time trying to convince these gym workout centers, and that's the time that the guy was still alive producing aeronizers. Mm-hmm. You know, they were perfect for locker rooms, professional sports teams, baseball, football, didn't matter. Workout joints, you know, you're sweating, there's bacteria that builds up, and aeronizers would kill off all the bacteria. There is, in my estimation, Steve, one of the yuckiest things you can smell is that soiled underwear, sweaty sock smell, and the bacteria associated with it in locker rooms. It's a very distinct smell, and if you go into the shower room, you don't know who's been standing there with the athlete's foot, so you get athlete's foot. The aeronizers would kill off all that stuff. But we had one heck of a time trying to convince the people that, hey, this is the safest way. This is non-invasive. You turn it on for a couple hours, it does its job, it kills the bacteria and molds and all of that crap, and you simply switch it off. Your place is sanitized, and it smells good. I demonstrated for one guy. I mean, he had a particularly funky place, and I brought in three good-sized aeronizers, ran them overnight for the initial thing. He said he walked in the next morning. He said it smelled like a spring shower. He said it smelled fresh. He said, I've never seen anything like it. Well, it wasn't too much later that Ted Trachilis shuffled off the mortal coil, and he's up there aeronizing heaven now, I guess. I don't know. Art, off the grid. You're up next. Hello, Art.
Hey, John.
just real quick before I get to what I called for, I wanted to ask Steve, since you're a nurse, mm-hmm. I've been involved in this debate with people over which is more effective to keep in your storage as a prepper, 91% rubbing alcohol or 70%?
Well, I go with the 91. I use it for a lot of different things. Yes, 91%.
Okay, that's what I have, and I'm being told, well, it doesn't really penetrate the cell wall quite as effectively and all this other kind of crazy stuff. And I was like, well, I know of somebody who's a nurse, so I'll ask him.
I use it in a spray bottle, and I do it on my cutting board. I have a big wooden cutting board to kind of kill everything off and really kind of work it in and wipe it off. That's what I use on my cutting board. So there you go.
Okay, well, I use it, like, for cuts and scrapes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Seems to work fine. I mean, but anyway, you know, this whole thing about teachers carrying guns, mm-hmm. I am absolutely not opposed to that whatsoever. However, I did the math, and that, what was it, 400 or 141 hours or something like that? We're talking almost 6 days of training. Which, okay, you know, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. Okay, young people, we want them to make sure. We want to make sure they're very well trained. But as far as where they're going to carry, where they're going to keep the firearm, I've heard people, and I've had this discussion with people around here, because they, you know, when I was growing up, it was normal on Friday we'd carry our guns to school and we'd all put them in a big locker at the office. You know, we're near the principal's office, and then in the afternoon when we got off out of school, we'd go get our guns and then we'd go hunting. It was normal. Guns in the school was a regular thing. Nobody thought anything of it. But in today's environment, I can see where it's a problem.
Yeah, and Art, in those days, you didn't have your fellow classmate or somebody that was thrown out of that school, or somebody that went to that school that harbored ill feelings, they weren't coming into school and shooting people, were they?
Oh, absolutely not, because, it was like, you never hear of anything like that happening in a place where there's a lot of guns.
Yeah.
And it wasn't unusual to find out that your teacher had a pistol in his desk drawer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not unusual at all. But, you know, the whole thing, I would be opposed to carrying it on the hip, because we've seen over the past 5 or 6 years, I've seen videos of teachers actually getting into physical struggles with students,
and
a pistol on the hip is pretty easy to take.
Yeah.
However, if it's in a shoulder harness, that makes it a lot more difficult. And that, I think, would be the most appropriate place. If a teacher is going to carry a pistol in the desk, it's absolutely useless. If it's in a shoulder holster, I think that would be the most optimal place to keep it. What do you think?
I agree.
Well, a gun that you can't get to.
Is useless.
Well, and yes, it is. Because what did they tell us? What did the gun grabbers tell us? Oh, if you have any pistols in your home, you know, if you have one in your bedroom, you got to have a trigger lock on that thing. So here you are, stupefied, half unconscious, woken up by breaking glass, or God forbid, some stranger standing there in the doorway of your bedroom, and you've got to go fumbling around for a key or to put in a combination to get the lock off of the pistol in order to use it. It goes against common sense.
You know, I could actually see him coming up with the stupid idea that there's a lock on it, and now she has a key somewhere else. She has to retrieve to unlock the gun. I could see something stupid like that coming out.
Yeah. And here again, you know, guns in the classroom, you know, that was never a discussion or, as you put it, Art, never a concern when we were growing up. You know, I mean, it wasn't any big deal for a kid to show up in his used pickup truck to go to high school, and he had a rifle rack on his car, and there's a shotgun or a rifle in the back window. He'd lock up his truck, he'd go to class. It wasn't a big deal. But you bring a gun of any sort on school property, and it's a three-alarm fire, and you got 200 police descending on you, yelling expletives and telling you to get on the ground.
Yep.
Wow. Art, thank you for your call. Got to go to break.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, Pat, the dear lady that called in, she made a donation to the network. And we generally, Steve was doing some things down there and he got kind of sidetracked with a move. He's got to get out of the house that he's in. He's under attack from the HOA down there. But at any rate, for fundraising purposes, I was going to try to hold on until he got settled and we can gear this thing up. We generally do at least two or three pledge drives a year to get everything cleaned off the board. But as I just stated earlier, the story I told you about our fine friends out there in California where I was dressed down for being a racist, our satellite company that's now been bought out by, I don't know who, it's somebody in Europe. We haven't determined who it is yet. But I can guarantee you they're not going to be as forgiving as the prior company. We owe $1,200 for the satellite. We owe at least $1,200 for the internet. And there's $2,500 right there. And it's the end of the month, and we're flat out of money. As a matter of fact, I had to borrow $400 from my board operator the other day. Now, that's pretty bad. When you got to, in order to cover the internet or the server bill, and then to be insulted on top of it is adding salt to the wound as far as I'm concerned. But, folks, we need your help and we need your support. You can call us today, make a good-sized donation. Do what you can afford. Do what your heart tells you to do. You can call us at 800-724-2719. Dial extension 3. Okay, don't do 1, don't do 2. 2 is me. 1 is for the secretary that's not here, that's been gone for 4 hours. So call us at the 800-724-2719, extension 3. Please do not forget that. Or you can simply send us a donation by mail if you so prefer. And a lot of you listen to the program. You don't do emails and stuff like that there, and you listen by other means, maybe satellite. You don't even have internet. For those folks out there that want to send a payment in, please do. Send it to, simply mark it on the envelope, RBN, post office across the street. After how many years, finally know, that's these guys across the street. Simply address it, RBN, 2251, Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. Don't forget the 302, or suite 302. Round Rock, Texas. And that again is two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for those that want to make a donation, and we can do it through PayPal, you do not have to be a member. You can go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. That's the PayPal page, and you do not have to be a member. And none of this information, ladies and gentlemen, is collected for other nefarious purposes, so you don't get calls, robocalls from companies trying to sell you, well, we'll get 0% on your cards for you, and, oh, you got that timeshare, or any other number of scams that a lot of them do come out of India. And that's not being racist, that's being factual. But go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and that's orders at republicbroadcasting.org. And make a nice donation, folks. We've got to be in this for the long haul, and we're the last ones out there. So please support us. We're hoping the numbers came out, the GDP numbers today came out. Steve, you believe in this?
What's that?
3.1% growth on the gross domestic product. Now, I'm having a hard time with this one, because what has been drying up is what? What's been drying up has been the disposable income, right?
Yeah.
Well, I put this story up on republicbroadcasting.org, and some people that might go to our website without hearing me explain this going, what the hell is he talking about baseball for? That's a waste of time. And they'll look at it and just pass it on. Well, it all ties in, folks. And the story that came out, thanks to the countless day games in Major League Baseball, attendance numbers carry a caveat in terms of their relationship to the actual attendance. Because of work, school, most fans are unable to attend these day games. Well, it's been like that since they've been playing day games, which usually take place midweek for easier travel later that night. But in attendance at the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Ray game Tuesday, gets no such caveat, as the game took place at 7:10 p.m. local time. It drew just 5,786 fans, which is not only the smallest home crowd for the season for Tampa Bay, but it's also the smallest crowd ever in the 22 seasons the Rays have played at Tropicana Field. Now, they've got a winning record, by the way. The figure is also the lowest attendance for any Major League Baseball game this season. 148 fewer people went to the Tropicana than showed up at Miami on April 2nd for a Marlins game against the New York Mets. The previous low at Tropicana Field most definitely has been the caveat attached to it. On September 5th of 2017, 6,500 watched the Rays play as Hurricane Irma was approaching. So here comes it. But we got greater numbers. But there's none of that stuff going on right now, and this was a night game. The disposable income is drying up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty. Jim in New York. Hello, Jim.
Oh, hey, John and Steve. You know, well, first, I think everyone should try to contribute to RBN. And I know people suffer, but the people out there listening who have money, and you know who you are, stop going to the baseball game. Stop going to movies. You care about your future. Contribute to RBN. And you know who you are out there.
Well, funny you should mention that, Jim, because we have gotten zero calls making any pledges to the network. So
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And again, you know, there's people struggling who don't have the money. But if you have the money, and you know out there who you are, especially single guys with no families, listen, should contribute to RBN. But the thing I called about, you guys were talking about the school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be careful of what I call the root lie. Now, people say, well, we should arm the teachers. The other says we should ban the guns. But the question is the root lie. Did these school shootings even happen as they told us they happened?
Is that a question or a statement?
It's a question.
Well, in my own research, I'm still, and I'm sure, you know, old AJ got sued over this one because, well, there are a couple of snowflakes out there that, and coming from his audience, we have encouraged people. You've heard me say this time and time and time again, Jim. You know, if you're going to make a call and you have a specific complaint, whatever, be concise, be polite. You know, you can be a little bit forceful, but don't be an asshat about it. Don't be insulting about it. Just put your message there and then move on. Now, evidently, there was a few people that kept calling these people and harassing them and making them feel bad or whatever the case is. Most of these school shootings and most of the mass shootings that they now call them, whether one or two people get shot or it's seven, or in the case of Las Vegas, hell, the anti-gunners can't use that. The FBI was all over that, and there were so many holes that they can't even use it.
Yes.
They don't want anybody remembering that. They just want to flush it down the toilet. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you see, I think, I wonder, you know, at least with Sandy Hook, and I'm not afraid to say it, I'll speak for myself. I have there's a lot of anomalies about Sandy Hook, and there's a lot of questions to ask.
Yep. A lot.
And, you know, and again, the root lie, the NRA says, you know, a good person with a gun, and then the left says, let's patrol the guns. But the real question is, what actually happened in these incidents?
Yeah.
That's the root of the matter. And I think... a lot of us go along with what the mainstream media tells us what happened.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about you, Jim, but not the listeners of this network. We have told people repeatedly, do not take anything at face value. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Gather as many facts as you possibly can. And sometimes some facts are put out there are erroneous, and sometimes they have to be corrected. But in general, we want full disclosure. We want transparency. If you ever notice on any of these school shootings, they'll say we can't comment on it because it's under investigation. Well, there goes your transparency. Now, they've gone a step further down there in Florida with the same thing that New Zealand just did. Oh, well, we don't want anybody putting this out to the public, any of these shootings, these mass shootings to the public. Well, I got to tell you something. A lot of that information is valuable. It is more than valuable. It's almost crucial. But I look at it from the standpoint that they've got more to hide and to cover up than it outweighs our necessity for full disclosure and give me the facts, ma'am. Don't tell me this is a matter of national security. Don't tell me it's a crime under investigation and we can't talk about it. And oh, by the way, you can't put anything out about it because now we're going to come and arrest you and throw you in jail. Come on, man.
You know another variable we didn't talk about here, and you'll probably agree with this, Jim, is that it's the eliminating the basically erasing the tracks too, the tearing down of Sandy Hook, destroying the building.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to the Pulse nightclub. It's been destroyed. So no independent researchers could go out there and try to trace things out to see
what really happened here. Do the forensics. I mean, that's simple in any crime. They did the same thing in New York City when the Twin Towers were brought down.
Right.
When building number 7 was brought down. What did they do? Mm-hmm. They did exactly the same thing.
Yep.
And
that was
that's
a crime,
right.
Jim, and that's in your neck of the woods up there. That was the Mac Daddy of crime scenes.
Yes, it was.
Well, again, the root lie, and with 9/11 is also a root lie. People say, oh, we should ban Muslims. Oh, we should do this. But they don't say what actually happened on 9/11. Who did it?
Yeah.
And that's with Sandy Hook. The NRA, they're saying, oh, a good person with a gun. They've lost already if they're going along with the official story. They have to question what actually happened. this day.
But I understand your point, Jim, but the point is, what if, whether it's orchestrated or whether it's some kid on an SSRI that's all jacked up and screwed out of shape, whatever, or some guy that should have been locked up in a mental hospital that they are now roaming the streets because they pretty much shut all that down. We're just talking about Jim here. The fact, if it does happen, forget the forensics afterwards, forget the 911 calls afterwards, that this is a way to stop or at least limit the death at any school, any town, USA. And this is not a juxtaposed argument here that you're giving. It's one of necessity. Who cares if it's a false flag and it was cooked up? The results are the same. You still end up with dead people. In my mind, I don't care who concocted it. I don't care what their agenda is. What my agenda is, if somebody dares trespass on school property with the intent of taking life, I'm going to stop them. Period.
Oh, you know, I agree with that. I agree with the teachers being armed. But my point is that we have to be always look at what I call the root lie.
I understand.
And 9/11, that's Sandy Hook.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the one that they're trying to keep us from discovering, uncovering the lies, and uncovering, as you said earlier, the inconsistencies of it all.
Yeah. And you Jim know. And John, we are to forget all about the dancing Israelis.
Yeah.
Who came to film the
yes.
event.
Thank
we
you.
We are never to discuss about dancing Israelis jubilant watching the towers fall and
yeah.
filming the event and being jubilant. We're supposed to forget about that
yeah.
because mainstream media has never spoken about it. And when they did, they actually blamed it on the Palestinians.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, thank you yeah. for your call. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike. Hello.
Hey, John.
There you
is
are.
Is Steve with you?
Yeah,
right here.
He's not
right
with
here.
Me. He's down in God's waiting room.
I'm here.
It's not Monday, though. I'm all confused.
Well, so am I, because Monday it was Memorial Day, and we were going to do a show Tuesday with Steve here, and Vinny was going to come on. We pushed that back to Wednesday, and then I pushed it back today, and then I get a call from Steve going, he's got no internet, so it's just you and me today. So this is actually a makeup program for Memorial Day that's
well,
taking place
me.
on Thursday. There you go.
Lucky me. So in Colorado, we've had probably state by state the most mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law was lead investigator at Columbine.
Really?
And yeah, and Columbine was 100% authentic, unfortunately.
Okay.
His notes and all that stuff. People like to say that was the first fake one, but if you talk to him for an hour, you'd be...
You know, I never thought, just to clarify here, Mike, I never said, nor did I ever think that Columbine was a fake.
No, not you, but a lot of people go back to it and they say, well, it's just like Columbine and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I get you there. And what we did discover is the trench coat mafia, they were on the SSRIs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
which was the first time that people really got a clue that
that's right.
these drugs made you that stupid.
Well, and not only that stupid, but by the company's own admission for the products that the doctors push on the public. I mean, the warning labels, evidently the doctors aren't reading them, and evidently the generally dumb public out there is not taking the time to read it, or the pharmacist, when they go have this stuff filled, is not telling them. But this is a literal, I mean, this can transform a relatively normal human being into a raving, suicidal, murderous maniac.
Yeah,
and that is a given. That is an established fact, period.
Well, absolutely, and could be part of the whole depopulation agenda. It's hard for me to know those things.
As well as I, yeah.
Part of what I want to do, given what's your street address on Double Creek Drive?
2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
78664. I knew it was Round Rock and Double Creek Drive. I'm going to send you two copies of that New Zealand shooting.
Okay.
In the highest definition, and you can send one to Steve. It is... from what I've seen, and after watching this, I got this from a guy in Australia. it appears that the Australian or New Zealand government did something and got caught doing it, which is why they banned it.
Well, and here again, made mention of the fact that there was more than one shooter. Witnesses to this said there was more than one shooter. And how many times have we seen, from point of view, POV, a shooter recording his dastardly deeds? But they screwed up, didn't they? Mike, didn't they? That one video where he's outside and he's firing off shots, that the casings are just upping and disappearing in midair?
Well, and in the version that I have, they don't disappear.
Really?
The resolution's high enough that you see them actually hit the ground. When where he was has really bad Wi-Fi, and my buddy in Australia has been to New Zealand. And where he was, the Wi-Fi's horrible, so the bit rate of it makes them look like they disappear.
Well, wait a minute.
You can see him on the ground.
Wait a minute here. He was using a camera, but that that didn't have anything to do with Wi-Fi, did it? Because he was actually recording it.
No, it was being uploaded live.
Okay, but it was being uploaded. Okay, I got you. Well, send me what you got, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to mail it to you, and I'm going to send you an extra copy for you to mail to Steve, because he doesn't need to be giving his address out over the phone.
I'd love
to. Or over the radio.
He won't even let me, now that he's signed the papers on his new house, he won't even let me give out the address for his old house.
No. Smart man, but I appreciate your show. I've been working a lot. I haven't heard you much. I've listened to you on replay. You guys are always killing it. Like your last caller said, please donate what you can to RBN. They need it, and they're good folks.
Well, so far, we've garnered up exactly $150 in donations. That's it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Steve, I'm gonna throw this one on you. It's all your fault because you didn't get your pledge drive going.
I do mention it. I do mention it.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. By the way, remember the thank you for your call, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Right.
Thanks, Mike.
I hope he sends us a donation along with those videos. I'm back in the trick bag with head infection again. Mm-hmm. And you should see this one. I woke up the other day and my eye was swollen shut. Now, I don't know if it was because of a spider bite, because that will definitely swell up an eye, no problem. Yeah. But I'm getting these sharp pains in my head, and I think we're going down that same rabbit hole. Remember me saying, folks, people are getting this strain of disease, and they think they get rid of it, and it comes back weeks later. I think it's happening again. So,
and you know, I have had the healthiest winter.
Yeah.
I don't know. This has been a great year for me. I don't know. I moved down here and I haven't had the issues I had in California.
You better be knocking on wood there, Pally. Okay.
Knocking on right now.
Sounded like steel to me.
Oh, my dogs are.
And the ankle
my dogs
biter.
Are in the background. You can hear them.
18 ways Julian Assange changed the world, folks. Julian Assange is. Well, the Lee camp calls him a dick. He said it's important for you to understand that. Assange and WikiLeaks revealed the American military's war crimes, the American government's corruption, and the American corporate media's pathetic, servile flattery to the power elite. So if you're a member of the ruling class, you would view those as textbook examples of dickery. Dickery, dickery, doc. In the moment, I'm going to list all the ways Julian Assange changed the world by being what? Being a dick. Okay. It's evolved and fully realized society, the oligarchy would see Assange as dangerous criminal, which they do, and the average working men and women would view him as justice personified. We would celebrate him even as the mass media told us to hope for his downfall, like Batman and Robin, Robin Hood on Ozzy Osbourne. I guess. I'm sorry I missed that episode. But we are not evolved, and this is not Gotham City, and the average Americans don't root for the truth. Many Americans cheer for Assange's imprisonment. They believe the corporate plutocratic talking points and yearn for the days when we no longer have to hear about our country's crimes against humanity or our bankers' crimes against the economy. Subconsciously, they must believe that a life in which we are tirelessly exploited by rich villains and know all about it, thanks to the exhaustive efforts and eccentric Australian, is worse than the one in which we're tirelessly exploited by rich villains, yet know nothing about it. Ignorance is bliss is the meditative mantra of the United States of America. Julian Assange has been arrested and is now locked away in British custody. And let me stop and digress here for a second, Steve. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Julian Assange's health is in question. And this is coming
right
from...
here. Yeah, I have it right here in front of me.
And this is coming from his attorney. So, you know, to go to the extreme side of this, are they trying to kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Because this has happened. Remember Milosevic? Remember that guy?
I do.
Oh, he was all full of piss and vinegar, as they say. Yeah. But when they got him locked in a jail cell, well, he just committed suicide. No, that was not a guy. Milosevic was not a guy to commit suicide because he was jailed wrongfully and he knew it. He was Arkansas-ed. At any rate, Assange is, as I said, arrested, now locked away in British custody. The U.S. government wants to extradite him, regardless of the official version, for the crime of revealing our government's crimes. Nearly every government on our third rock from the sun despises the man for bringing transparency to the process of ruling the unwashed masses. It's politically inconvenient at this time for the screaming corporate news to remind our entire citizenry what exactly WikiLeaks has done for us. So you won't see the following list of WikiLeaks accomplishments anywhere on your corporate airwaves, in the same way the mainstream media did not begin ever report about Chelsea Manning's trial with a rundown of the war crimes she helped reveal. Isn't that fascinating? And Chelsea Manning's most famous leak is arguably also WikiLeaks' most famous leak, so it'll top the list. And what leak was that, my dear friend down there in Florida?
Which leak are we talking about?
Chelsea Manning, you're reading, aren't you?
I am. I'm sending emails, and I'm reading this one about the Russian thing. It just came to me, the Russian insider about killing Assange.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. All right, I'll just continue. That would be notorious collateral murder video. That's the one I'm speaking of, showing U.S. aircrew gunning down unarmed Iraqi civilians with an enthusiasm that couldn't be matched by an 8-year-old winning a 5-foot-tall stuffed animal at the county fair. They murdered between 12 and 18 innocent people, two of them Reuters journalists. That's what got our fair-haired, we couldn't make up our mind what sex we want to be, but that's neither here nor there. Now, zero people have been arrested for the collateral murders, yet Julian Assange has been arrested for revealing them.
Right.
WikiLeaks brought us the Guantanamo Bay Camp Delta standard operating procedures, showing that many of the prisoners held in the U.S. military detention facility were completely innocent and that some were hidden from the Red Cross officials. None of the soldiers torturing innocent people at Gitmo have been arrested, yet Julian Assange has been arrested for revealing it. Now, not content with revealing only war crimes, WikiLeaks in 2008 came out with the secret Bibles of Scientology, which showed that aliens run the world, or aliens are inside all of us. Aliens give us indigestions, I can't really remember, but he put that out as well. But no one has ever been arrested for perpetrating the nutbag cult, yet Julian Assange has been for revealing it. Many people believe WikiLeaks has unveiled not only crimes of the American government, but that's completely false. The U.S. corporate media doesn't want average Americans to understand that WikiLeaks has upped the level of transparency around the world. They're doing the job the media is used to do, and they want them destroyed for it. WikiLeaks posted videos of Tibetan dissidents in China fighting back, videos which were not allowed to be viewed in China. They revealed the Peru oil scandal and that Russia was spying on its citizens' cell phones, and the Minton report of toxic dumping in Africa and the Syrian files, showing the inner workings of the Syrian government. And WikiLeaks displayed to the global audience a secret Australian Supreme Court gag order that stopped the Australian press from reporting on a huge bribery scandal that involved the central bank and international leaders. So I could keep going on with this list, but I will not. If you want to read the entire list, folks, and please avail yourself, we're bringing you the story, pass it on to other people for education purposes. We have got to start saying no and throwing everything at them that they have thrown at us. I'm just simply going to pick up off the ground what they threw at me, and I'm going to throw it back at them.
You know, John, nobody's ever taken any kind of responsibility for that. They've just kind of brushed right over it. Here they killed two innocent reporters from Reuters and all these innocent people. How many times have we been lied to? They've been caught. Now, look at Jessica Lynch. Remember that whole story about Jessica Lynch?
Yeah.
Okay, they got Pat Tillman. They lied about how he got killed. It just seemed like a lie and lie and lie, and there's never any accountability. And so Assange brings out the truth,
yeah.
And he's the bad guy?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes the military and our government is forced to concede. We all remember the video of the guy over there in the Middle East. I forget. I think he was in Iraq, taking a puppy and throwing it into the air into a ravine and hearing the puppy yelp out of pain. That was only addressed by the government and the military because that went viral on the internet worldwide. You know, I mean, folks, you and I would think of this as being a measure to stop this sort of stuff. They look at it as being a danger that we're going to look bad. Not that it's actually bad that's going on, but it's going to make us look bad. Well, you know what? How many trillions of dollars, how many millions of people that have been mowed down in the Middle East? For what reason? The United States of America's interest in the Middle East, exactly what is that interest again? Please tell me.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, what is it? Trillions of dollars, millions of people dead, and we're just sitting here, okay, what's on the television tonight?
Well, it's not about democracy. It's corporate. It's commerce. It's control.
You and I have gone round and round about this, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And it is about the control. It is about the money, the greed factor. But these people in a position to anybody that genuflex in front of them and they'll carry their dirty deeds out, well, every good or bad boy, depending on how you look at it, deserves favor. So if you want to genuflect in front of us, we might give you a few crumbs off of our table. It's a pretty damn big table. And the crumbs are pretty big. But it is about control, folks. It is about the power. And the one thing that they're shutting down, Steve, and let us never forget this. I don't care how much damn money you got. I don't care how big you are. I don't care your outreach. I don't care about any of that. It is the information that everybody regards, especially the ones that are doing the most damage to us now. It is the information. It is the knowledge that they still consider to be top dog on their pyramid. We know it as well. That's why we're here, to counter that. I wished I was just as big. I wish I had just as much money as they had. I would destroy them. I would literally destroy them. But we don't. We're here. We're doing what we can do. Folks, do what you can do. Make a donation today. As I said, we only received about $150. I guess one guy actually made a donation on PayPal of 100. So folks, either keep the thing that's going, you gotta keep us in ammunition so we can keep firing, because they're coming after us all, every one of us. And Steve, I don't think that's an overstatement, do you?
I do not. Please support the network, please.
Alrighty, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm actually going to have Ed on with me tomorrow. Ed from Utah. We're going to be discussing some stuff that they've been having some success with. So we're also serving out the school bell as well. Please support us. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, folks, for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.